This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
So it's deja vu all over again with the shooting of a black young man in Minnesota. Deja vu with Dr. Fauci and the CDC, liars and frauds that they are. Always wrong about everything. Always wrong, whether it's purposeful or by mistake, they're always wrong about everything. And it's deja vu with 100 top corporate CEOs joining the first of its kind call to denounce voter ID laws. How bizarre. Voter ID is accepted as normal in almost every country in the world except America. This is so bizarre. How do we ever get to this place where voter ID would even be a debate, let alone that Democrats would say it's racist, let alone that corporations would take the side of Democrats? Everywhere in the world, corporate ID is accepted as normal and the only way to ensure election integrity. I'll come back to that in a second. I got to get back to Minneapolis. The shooting death of Dante Wright sparks looting and destruction of Minnesota businesses. Look, it's the same thing I keep saying. I grew up in a black, majority black town. I went to a huge, overwhelming majority black middle school and high school. I consider black people to be great friends. You know, in many ways, I get along with them better than I do with white people. Seriously. And that's why I was great friends with Herman Cain. That's why I'm friends with Ben Carson. You show me a black conservative Republican, I'll be his best friend. Don't care about the color of his skin. But I still can't help saying that every time a black kid gets shot, there should not be rioting and looting and a decision that police are bad. You're not there. You didn't see it. Now, the cop did make a mistake. Okay, they're going to turn this into the cop's mistake. The cop meant to taser this kid, Dante Wright, and instead shot him with her gun. Bad mistake, but in the spur of the moment, adrenaline going, nobody can tell what they're reaching for, I guess. Very difficult. Terrible mistake she made, and it cost the kid his life. But he's not a kid who was doing nothing wrong. Okay? First of all, check his criminal record. Check whether he's a gangbanger. Check whether he's had run-ins before with police. Check whether he's had criminal run-ins. Second of all, he had a run-in right there with the police. They pulled him over for a registration violation. Isn't that the point of registration? They're going to say that's minor. Really? What would you pull people over for then? That's the whole way that police law enforcement works. They see somebody with expired tags on their plates. They pull them over, and it's amazing how often they're dealing with a criminal or somebody with a warrant for their arrest who's done something bad. That's kind of the key element of policing. Criminals don't correctly handle their registration or their license. And if you don't have one or the other, you're going to go to prison. They're going to pull you over and take you to prison. And very often they pull someone over for no registration. And they smell marijuana in the car. And then they search the car and they find all kinds of drugs. And you go to prison for years. All because of registration tag that was expired. So it is a serious offense. You know, the fact is it wouldn't be a serious offense for Wayne Root. Is that racist? No. It's not because I'm white. Number one, I always make sure I'm never out of, you know, expired registration. I always get it done in time. I'm a responsible adult. And the result is no cops ever pulled me over for registration violation. But second of all, if they did, it would turn into a very fine, nice experience. You know why? I would say, officer, how are you this evening? I'm a friend of the police. I'm Wayne Root. I'm a pro-police host on national radio. Love you guys. What's your name? Officer Wilson? Hello, Officer Wilson. That's how you speak to a police officer. I wouldn't get shot You're never going to see Wayne Root shot by police for a standard pullover. But it's a constant battle with these youth, inner city youth. I will not say it's the color of their skin. They're inner city youth, which means they're raised in a criminal neighborhood with gangs. So it's not the color of their skin. It's their upbringing. They may not have a father in the house, nobody to teach them discipline. Nobody's teaching them to speak nicely to police officers. No matter what the cop says to you, and there are definitely, even though I love cops, there are absolutely nasty cops. Absolutely. Not all cops are nice. There are nasty cops. So when the cop is nasty to you and rough to you, you know what you say? Yes, sir, and no, sir. Any way I can help you, sir. Anything I could do for you, sir. Anything you need, I will provide, sir. I've done nothing wrong, sir. That's how you speak to a police officer. And if you do that, you won't die. But when you call him a mother effer, there's a good chance it's going to escalate into death. Because the police officer's human, too. And if you saw what people called them and did to them and spit at them and challenged them and threatened them and intimidated them, you'd understand that you'd react. And it turns into a fight. It turns into somebody getting hurt or killed. And it just again and again and again, when Black Lives Matter protests, it's always because a black guy got shot by a white cop. It's the biggest exception in the world. There are, I don't even know the number, but there are like millions of traffic stops each year or interactions each year with police and other, you know, American citizens. Millions. And, you know, one or two a year turn into this problem where a black kid gets shot. You know, if a white kid gets shot, guess what? There is no riot. There is no looting. There is no national headlines. There are white kids who get shot by police, and the police are wrong, too. Doesn't turn into this. Nobody loots. Nobody burns. By the way, I keep asking the question. Where do all of you have time to loot and burn? I have no time to loot and burn. I have no time. I work all day. I don't understand why you have time to loot and burn. I don't have why you have time to protest. Where do you have time to be on the streets protesting police? I have no idea. Because everybody I know works hard for a living and has no time for this and raises a family. They have no time for this. And you know what? That's why we're losing the battle, I guess. Because we on the right do not have time. And it's not a white issue. It's a Republican, hard-working ethic issue. We work our asses off, and we've all got families and kids, and we have no time to protest. And they've got all the time in the world to protest. You know, I guess because they're not working, and they've got welfare and stimulus checks and food stamps and aid to dependent children and housing allowances. You know, and some of them are illegal aliens. They've got time to protest because they don't even work. They get checks from the government. They get $15,600 each from the New York State government. And it's all crazy. Nobody gives me anything. I don't get it. I just don't get it. They don't give me diddly. And yet, I'm the one who works for a living and pays taxes. I don't get it. Okay. Here's my point. If you really believe that this kid was murdered, you know, by an officer who should have pulled a taser and pulled a gun, that was a dumb mistake, by the way. Tragic mistake. But if you believe that's murder, which I don't, because he was running away, he could have been going to his car to get a gun, or he could have used the car as a weapon to kill them, or he would have gotten an accident down the street that would have killed a little child or a family. Once you run from the police, if they're fair game, they're going to come after you, they're going to shoot you, they're going to try and arrest you. So I think it was a terrible mistake. That's the point of all this. By the guy, you know, by the Dante Wright guys of the world, not by the police. Police aren't bad. Dante Wright is bad. Policemen are risking their life when they get up in the morning. They're going to protect all of us. They're not waking up in the morning going, gee, I hope I can kill a black man today. That's can you imagine how horrible it is when you just realize you've killed a person of color who's in their 20s and there's going to be massive rioting and looting and burning and the whole town's going to burn down? They're all going to blame you and your family's going to have to move to an undisclosed location and you're going to go to prison? Or at the best, lose your job? You think anybody wants to shoot a black person? You're out of your mind. You're literally out of your mind. There's not a cop in America who wants to shoot a black person who wakes up saying, I hope I could shoot a black person. If it was true 20 years ago, it sure ain't true today. If there ever was a point where someone woke up and said that, I don't think there ever was. But if there ever was, it sure isn't true today. Who would want to be involved in this? I don't even know who'd want to be a cop anymore. It's impossible. It's an impossible situation. But even if you believe, that this was wrong and it was murder, you have no right to loot and to burn and to mug and to riot. You just don't. Author and political commentator Dinesh D'Souza posted a phone video on Rumble Monday that shows the destruction and looting of businesses in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, after a black man with an outstanding warrant. Keep in mind, again, registration expired. That's an excuse for any cop to pull you over. And then when they find a warrant outstanding, of course they're going to arrest you. And if you resist, of course they're going to shoot you. What the hell is wrong with people? How do you feel bad for a guy who had expired registration and a warrant on his head? And and the third thing, ran away from police. Resisted arrest. In every case, every single time, the policeman shoots someone, he's fighting with them, or he's resisting arrest, or he's mouthing off to them, or he's ignoring their orders. And these are things you don't know, you don't do, and someone's got to teach the kids of America not to do this. In any case, it's if you do believe what's wrong with the police did, you still have that gives you no right to loot someone else's business, to break into their business, and to rob them. Here's a guy who was filming the looting of Five Below, the Dress Barn, and TJ Maxx, and he puts the video online. It says, "Gosh darn, yo," and he doesn't say gosh or darn either. They got the phones. They taken everything. They done F this mother effer up as he filmed people leaving businesses with arms full of clothing and merchandise. These stores are being looted because you believe cops shot a black man. So that gives you a right to loot and burn and steal? And you think I'm going to be on your side? You're living in a dream world.
An amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch!
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again. Share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is where I talk about the sponsor of our show, ASI, as in Asset Strategies International. I believe never in history has your wealth ever been in so much peril. Has America ever been in so much peril? Has the economy ever been in so much peril? Has capitalism ever been in such peril? Has the rule of law ever been in such peril? And I think the only solution I know of is the golden rule. He with the gold rules. And gold and silver, by the way, are cooperating because they're down for the year. That's great news. That's not bad news. That's great news if you haven't gotten in until now. It lets you get in low and sell high or get more, you know, cost average, dollar cost average by buying low now and then selling high. And you know gold won't be down for long because the U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Added in $1.9 trillion in stimulus, which is almost all waste. That has nothing to do with COVID or anything else. It has to do with, you know, making Democrat donors rich, making unions rich, and making cities and states that were bankrupt rich. And trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in the Green New Deal, which is just pure insanity. And gold and silver may be your only salvation. I cut this out of the out of the newspaper today. I printed this out. Singapore dealer prepares vault for 15,000 tons of silver. It's a six-story high warehouse near Singapore's Shanghai Airport. Maybe Changi Airport. I don't know. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. But a vast hangar-like space is waiting to be filled with a precious metal that usually plays second fiddle to gold. The vault that's being built by Silver Bullion PTE Limited will, when completed, in the first half of this year, be able to store 15,000 tons of silver. And the reason why is they believe silver is going to break out and just be huge. The amount of silver stored in vaults in London rose 11% just in the month of March to an all-time record, as well as Singapore. JM Bullion, one of the biggest precious metals retailers in the U.S., plans to open a 25,000-square-foot warehouse in June in Singapore used for storing silver. So they all think there's a huge breakout coming. Everyone knows it's the only way to have insurance against disaster. If you call ASI today, They'll get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, 50% less than the standard premium of other gold dealers, and I'm sure they'll do the same for you for silver. Just tell them Wainwright sent you, and Wainwright was talking about silver, and they'll take care of you with silver. Call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com. So when you wonder why police are nervous about a traffic stop, they're just supposed to just be nice to you and just, no big deal. You're about to cuff a guy who's got a warrant outstanding, and he starts to run from you and run to his car. You think that's normal? You don't think he might get a gun and blow you away? Or get into a car chase and kill a family of four? I mean, it's just very scary. And there was another incident in Virginia last week. A lieutenant in the U.S. Army, a black lieutenant, was stopped in Southern Virginia, and there was another potential scream of racism. Okay, and the police were not good in this one. It's a classic example of police giving contradictory commands. They ordered the suspect to place both hands outside the vehicle. Then they order him to exit the vehicle, which means he needs to put at least one hand in the vehicle to unfasten the seatbelt and then open the door. And it's only after this lieutenant from the U.S. Army is pepper sprayed that the officers give him permission to unfasten the seatbelt and exit the vehicle. Looks pretty bad. But then you look at a traffic stop in New Mexico, and in a fraction of a second, the suspect emerges from his truck and shoots the officer and kills him. Shoots him multiple times and kills him with an AK-47. These events take place in a matter of seconds, even with trained police officers. You can't defend yourself that quickly. And this guy, who happens to be black in Virginia, trying to find the article now, there's another article that talked about it's not quite as cut and dried as it seems. He had a gun next to him. So a loaded gun was sitting right next to him. So again, you think the police are always supposed to be in control, when in reality they're scared to death that you're going to kill them. Do you understand that? They're human beings and they're scared to death that they're dealing with someone who is going to kill them. Look at the guy in New Orleans. In New Mexico. He killed the cop. I can't find the article right now, but I know I saw that the guy in Virginia, the lieutenant, had a loaded gun sitting next to him. So when police see that, they get scared to death, especially in the days following the New Mexico guy who saw the gun and said, you know, I'd feel comfortable if you handed me that gun while we talked. And then the guy gets out of the car and instead of handing him the gun, shoots the cop dead with the gun. When we get back, Dr. Fauci is at it again. He says that even if you're vaccinated, you should not eat and drink indoors in a restaurant. These people are so insane. What did they call it? It was a time in war. I think in the Vietnam War they called it FUBAR. There's something effed up about it. There's something wrong with Fauci. He's like an automatron. And his eyes have been programmed and his brain's not there anymore.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes the police shooting death of Dante Wright was an accident. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting where Wright is seen struggling with police while being put in handcuffs. Wright was being arrested after driving with expired tags and having outstanding warrants. The officer shouting taser and warning of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead. Police Chief Tim Gannon discussing the riots and looting that broke out Sunday evening.
Peaceful protesting expressing yourself, we fully support that. But the ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, the destruction to our pharmacies, we cannot tolerate that.
Curfew set for 7 p.m. Central Time in parts of Minneapolis as well. The Dow falling 55 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The Root's on fire. We should have our guest soon, Ken Cuccinelli, former acting deputy secretary for Department of Homeland Security under President Trump, former attorney general of Virginia. We await his call any minute. In the meantime, I want to mention VRA as the sponsor of this segment of the show and this hour of the show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. That's Kip Herridge's company. Just three easy letters to remember, KIP for Kip Herridge and VRA for Vertical Research Advisory. And then the website is VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com, VRA for VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. Insider, well, Kip Herridge is your Wall Street insider. For more than 35 years, he was a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the elite, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. In 2003, Kip founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter, his VRA investing system unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years. I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter record for 18 years. And he is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Each day, Kip and his son, Tyler, and his team tell you what's happening in the economy and the markets and exactly what investments to own, including the top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove how VRA works and how consistently they beat the markets. For a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com, as I always say, when someone's offering you something valuable free, take them up on it. Free two-week membership, VRAinsider.com. Okay. So I want to get back to news stories that matter. Dr. Fauci, I'll keep talking until we get Ken Cuccinelli on the line. Supposed to call in any minute, but in the meantime, Dr. Fauci added again. He said it's still not okay for vaccinated Americans to eat and drink indoors. I mean, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. He's an unelected bureaucrat who destroyed small business in America with lies about COVID and always claimed the vaccines were going to save our lives and convinced everybody to get them, which I've been very skeptical and cynical about, but I never say don't get the vaccine. I'm not one of these people who reads conservative websites and says the world is ending and it's going to murder everybody and the vaccines are Hitler. No, I don't see any of that. I'm just always nervous about vaccines. You know, I've had Bobby Kennedy as a guest on this show, Bobby Kennedy Jr., as a guest on the show. I'm not always thrilled with vaccines. I'm not anti-vaxxer. I just ask lots of questions. If you don't ask questions, you're a moron. They're injecting something in your body. Now all of a sudden, fully vaccinated people can't eat or drink indoors. First of all, who's Fauci to tell you what to do? Thanksgiving, he was wrong. Christmas, he was wrong. He's always wrong. Fauci's always wrong. That's the most important thing to know about Fauci. I've never seen him right about anything. So why do you listen to a guy like that? I've always argued. You know, when I was a kid, I wrote a column about experts are idiots. Experts don't know anything. They're just good at talking on TV, on Fox News and on CNN and on MSNBC. They don't know anything more than you or I. And he's a guy that said, when Texas said, you know, we're opening up, you can have as many people as you want, no limitations, no more mask mandate. He said they were all going to die. You know, it's going to be terrible. And the Texas cases dropped despite being fully open. And meanwhile, the states that are locked up, much more than Texas, have rising COVID, like Michigan, massive rising COVID. Now he's claiming vaccinated Americans can't eat or drink indoors. He said, it's still not okay for vaccinated Americans to eat and drink indoors. That's a quote on Twitter from Fauci. Senator Ron Paul, a physician, responded to Fauci. He called Fauci a petty tyrant and encouraged people who have recovered from COVID or been vaccinated to go out and enjoy their lives. Fauci continues to ignore 100 years of science, says Rand Paul. His only real theme is do what I say, even when it makes no sense. If you've recovered or been vaccinated, go about your life, eat, drink, work, open the schools. Enough with the petty tyrants, Senator Rand Paul. That was Rand Paul's tweet. I love Rand Paul. You know, I've always thought he was great. Always. You know, I supported Donald Trump at 16. I'm sure Rand Paul was upset with me because I was a libertarian leader. And I was the libertarian vice presidential nominee on the ticket. And he probably thought it was a shoe-in that Wayne Root would support Rand Paul. I supported Trump because I knew what America needed was a billionaire businessman with a big mouth. And so I supported Trump. I thought he was the perfect guy at the perfect time, and I was right. He won the election. I don't believe for a second Rand Paul would have beaten Hillary Clinton, but Rand Paul is great. He is fabulous with the things he says, and he stood so loyal with Trump. And, hey, Chris, still no Cuccinelli? All right. and CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. So here's the director of the Center for Disease Control. CDC says Michigan should close things down. Center for Disease Control Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky. These are all Biden people. These are all Obama people. These are all non-entrepreneurs who've been working for the government their whole lives, deep state, DC swamp, big brother. They don't know anything about business, and they don't understand that if you shut down a state, if you shut down a business, if you lock people down, you ruin their lives. It's worse than COVID by a mile. By a mile. Not even close. Not even when I think how lucky I've been in the last year, thank you, God, that nobody ever shut me down. I was able to do what I wanted and work from home and work from my radio and TV studio and make money and pay my bills and pay for my kids to go to college and grad school and pay my life and pay my alimony and pay my new life. And all of it I was allowed to do because I lived in a sane world. In other words, they couldn't touch me. The politicians can't do anything to me because I don't own a retail store. And I don't own like a stock brokerage firm with 300 brokers where someone would rat me out to the government. So because of that, I could do whatever I want. I'm a home warrior. So nobody could shut me down. So I just lived my life and made my money and actually made more money last year than I did the year before when there was no COVID. You know, because I'm a hustler, man. I never let COVID, it not only didn't stop me, it didn't even slow me down. You know, we're the only radio show in America that did not lose advertisers. I think we lost 4 and gained 8, if I remember correctly, was the number. We got Ken now. Ken Cuccinelli's with us. Better late than never. I always say, want to get him, and we got him. Former acting deputy secretary for DHS, Department of Homeland Security under President Trump. Former attorney general of Virginia. My kind of guy, Ken Cuccinelli's with us to talk about the disaster on the border. Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm better than the border.
Yeah, I know. The two disasters, actually. The border and, of course, this whole idea that every corporation in America, every woke CEO, thinks that voter ID is, you know, is racist or illegal. When every major country, I keep saying company, every major country in the world has voter ID. It's not even a debate. It's not a question. You'd have to be an idiot to not think that when you vote, you have to prove that you're really eligible to vote and you have
who
voted three other times, right? It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, every single one of them requires you to have an ID to come into their buildings, to buy their products. I mean, we started this with Delta, Major League Baseball. You have to have an ID to pick up tickets. I mean, this is more than basic. And look, let's understand this for what it isn't. It isn't something Americans agree on, meaning believe in. These people are wrong. Even the American people know they're wrong. And polling shows that regardless of party, race, gender, all Americans support things like voter identification and common sense ballot security. And let's remember one thing. It has never been easier in the history of the United States of America to register to vote. There are no barriers to registering to vote and participating for lawful American citizens. There aren't. There just aren't. And Americans know that. The one thing that you see with the other side is all they can do is sort of libel us personally, right? You know,
we're racist.
You're a xenophobe, you're a this, you're a that. Exactly. That's all they got. And I did 45 minutes on C-SPAN last Thursday on this subject. So they got the call-in lines, you know, and everything going. And other than sort of repeating the libel mantra, not a single person could identify any concern that I raised that was wrong or even that they disagreed with. They wouldn't take them on directly. Just, you know, you and sometimes they'd say Republicans are racist and you're trying to keep brown people from voting. Well, that's just bullcrap. And we should call it what it is. And these woke CEOs, that they are responding to the cocktail party circuit that they spend their time in. That is it. It is this insular little tiny bubble that reminds me of the old joke when Richard Nixon won re-election with 49 states in 1972. And one of the White House press corps is, and I'm sure, Wayne, you've heard this, is reputed to have said to another one of them, I don't understand how McGovern lost. Everybody I know voted for McGovern.
Exactly.
And that's what we've got going on here. You know, we've got this, the Acela corridor mentality and the media people who talk to themselves. I mean, Chris Cuomo interviews Don Lemons at 9 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, Don Lemons interviews Chris Cuomo. You know, that's not news.
And Chris Cuomo interviews Andrew Cuomo with that kind of a, you know, just a little bit of bias over his own brother as the governor of New York. It's no wonder no one on some watches CNN has any idea that the brother literally sent 15,000 old people to their deaths. You know, that's no big deal at all. But, you know, anytime a Republican does something even slightly wrong, like, you know, jaywalking, it's, they want the death penalty. But, you know, if you send 15,000 older people to their deaths, you know, and then cover up the numbers. Nobody even mentions it. They give you an Emmy and a new book deal. It's the most incredible thing. Ken, we're headed to the break. Can you stay through the break? Stay on the other side, okay?
Yeah, I can stick around. Yep.
Yeah, we'll get you right back. I want to talk about Georgia's new voting rights bill, which to me seems weak, by the way. I don't even know what they're complaining about. It's too weak. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw. You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Got an
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. And, of course, not only do we have the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcast, we've got the weekend podcast where I play Casey Kasem and give you my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial news stories of the week if you're a Republican, a conservative, a patriot, or a Trumper. Where do you download my War Raw podcast? Well, anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We're back with my guest, Ken Cuccinelli, former acting deputy secretary for DHS, Department of Homeland Security, under President Trump, former attorney general of Virginia, and his thoughts on voter ID and this election reform bill. It's S.1 for the People Act of 2021. Hey, Ken, isn't it amazing when they do something that's like, you know, communism or Marxism or socialism? It's against everything we as Americans believe in. They give it this wonderful name that sounds so nice, For the Yep. People Act. They always hide it with a name like that.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I've always said is kind of bipartisan is, you know, the things called the Affordable Care Act, the one thing it's not is affordable.
Right.
Net neutrality is censorship, you know, and here For the People is for the radical left to hold power forever. But forever. That isn't a great name for a bill, probably.
One-party rule. So, that's what they want. One-party rule.
Yeah. Well, and look, when you read this, this isn't just ordinary Democrat legislation. This is radical left legislation. This is really extraordinary stuff. When they completely wipe out so much of state election law that Democrat election officials are complaining about the legislation. The ACLU says parts of it are unconstitutional. I mean, that's how bad it is. So that's pretty extraordinary. It wipes out voter identification. And when I say wipes out for your listeners, what I mean is if it were passed into law, it makes it illegal for states to require voter identification to vote. And, again, this is one of those things Americans wildly agree upon. Republican, Democrat,
70%.
Independent, vegetarian, libertarian, overwhelmingly black, white,
everybody.
Hispanic, man, woman,
everybody.
Doesn't matter. And it's when you take the elements of the election out of the partisan discussion and just talk to Americans about what's the best way to run an election. And by the way, the best way to figure that out is to have 50 laboratories of democracy, not just get instructions from Washington.
Right.
And when the states learn from one another And when you talk about the elements of the election themselves, Americans overwhelmingly agree. And what we overwhelmingly agree on is virtually the opposite of everything mandated in this legislation. And voter ID. Yeah.
You would think it would be unconstitutional. In other words, this is a states' rights issue if there ever was one. When you talk about a laboratory of 50 states, the federal government has no right to tell everyone that they can't use voter ID. And I always thought Trump should have passed an executive order while he was president, preferably in the first 2 years when Republicans had the House and the Senate and the presidency. I thought he should have passed an executive order that said that we automatically have voter ID for federal elections. I thought that would be fair. That would not be impeding on states' rights. It's up to the states to decide if you'll have it for governor and for, you know, mayor and for councilman and for state assembly. But for federal elections, I thought Trump had the right to say we need federal voter ID for federal elections every 2 years. I was shocked that Trump didn't get that done in those 2 years where we had the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And I said it all the time on my show.
Well, look, I mean, really the only thing Republicans in the legislature cooperated with Trump on significantly was those tax cuts.
Right.
And that took the entire 2 years of that majority. The entire 2 years. Look how fast the left moved. Their immigration bill was in no time. When did our immigration bill come in? Oh, it never did. Never in 4 years, including, as you point out, Wayne, the 2 years when Republicans had the House and the Senate.
Right.
And what the president was advancing, again, very popular, merit-based, economy-focused, that kind of an approach to immigration is very popular among Americans. And it's also designed to expand the strength of our economy, which, of course, was always a hallmark of President Trump. Well, it never even got proposed because the Republicans historically, particularly the establishment folks, have been so weak in, say, facing off with the Chamber of Commerce, who just wants their bottom line, even if that means illegal aliens.
And they're awful.
That gives
them
things like H.R. 1.
I never thought I'd be against the Chamber of Commerce, Ken. I never thought it, but I can't stand them. They're horrible. They've got nothing in common with small businessmen like me. Nothing. Ken, we're on the run. I never even got to discuss more about Georgia's law, which I think is pretty watered down. I don't even like it, but it's amazing. Every corporate CEO in America came out against it.
It's an improvement.
Yeah, slight improvement.
It's an improvement, but there's a whole lot more room to improve more.
Yeah. All right, Ken Cuccinelli, always great to have you on the show. Friend of the show, former acting deputy secretary of DHS, Department of Homeland Security under President Trump, former attorney general of Virginia, and a good conservative. Thank you, Ken. God bless you. All right, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warriors with you. When we get back, I want to talk more about voter ID. I got a lot to say on the issue. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. Be back. One sec.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.